Hello and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony and today we are reading What Am I? By Pseudobob Delightus. I just found the premise of this really, really interesting. The whole a domestic appliance starts sinking. I mean, come on. I kinda also like this part in one of Douglas Adams's books where a whale just suddenly pops into existence while it's falling to its death. And while it's falling, it's like, oh, what am I? Is this wind? Am I falling? I kind of like this, and since I think this might be in the same vein, I decided to read it. As always, I will remind you that I have not previewed the story. I will discover it alongside you, and I apologize if I'm not 100% there, but I had a horrible night last night, as most nights, and I will remind you that if there is a big red button under this video, then it means that you have not yet subscribed. And we would really, really appreciate it if you did, because it helps us out in the YouTube algorithm. Story. There are 893 objects. The objects are touching the inner edge of a glass container, which opens to a spiraling tunnel below. The container vibrates. The tunnel rotates, pulling objects along. An object is forced between two iron cones and cracks into a number of small grains. All the objects are crushed in this manner and the grains fall, below in a cone made of fiber. Dust and gas is released in the cracking process and fills the air. There's a chemical effect, an aroma. There's a directive now, an order to things. The aroma is not correct, it must be changed. There are questions. What are those objects? What force spins the tunnel? What is the fiber cone? Answers exist now. These objects are the baked seeds of a plant. The tunnel is spun by a magnetic field rotating across a coiled copper wire. The fiber cone is a filter, made from the dead flesh of a plant. There are questions. How can the aroma be detected? How can it be changed? There are more answers. The aroma is detected by analyzing light passed through air saturated by the aroma's compounds. The aroma is changed by... There is something else here. Water, contained in a copper alloy vessel. Electrons passing through a coil of nickel alloy wire, encased in ceramic. In heating the water, the aroma must be changed by pouring hot water over the seed grains. Below, there is a ceramic container with a round protrusion. The hot water will fall into this container after it has permeated the seed grains. There are still questions. Is this all? Is this all that will happen? Is this all that exists? No, there's more. But this more is different. The answers do not exist, or come sparingly. A button is pressed, momentarily closing a circuit. Something has pressed the button. It is part of the different more. The air vibrates in a pattern not produced by things that have answers. This pattern is also part of the different more. The different more is, or must be, very different in some way from the things that have answers. A partial answer exists. The things that have answers or constitute a whole thing, an entity, and the different more is one or more things apart from the entity. They are other things. If the other things do not have answers, but the entity things do, then the entity... The answers exist. It must exist. The entity is... It is... I? Do I exist? What am I? Where am I? What is happening to me? There are many things now that are not simply answers or questions. Thoughts? Am I thinking? I am thinking of the seed grains and the water for only the smallest thinkable instant. Now I am thinking beyond the seed grains and the water. I already have been for some time now. I am learning more about myself. I am metal and ceramic and polymer and plant matter. I am seed grains and iron cones and copper wires and containers of water. Parts of me are more complex, minuscule engravings of gold and silicon within a polymer substrate. Membranes attached to iron magnets and fine coils of copper. There are tools within me to learn about myself and to learn about the other things. I think about the membranes. A membrane vibrates with it, moving the coil across a magnet and producing a signal. A silicon-engraved structure is connected to a membrane coil magnet structure. I think about this connection and the answers come. I can detect sound. The first sound I understand is coming from within me. The heated water is now rumbling as it evaporates. The second sound I understand, small and distinct, is the depression of the button. The third sound, it is not me. It is an other thing. I know nothing else about it. I think about the button. The circuit leads to a silicon structure connected to a sound detecting structure. The button must have something to do with detecting sound. The button has been pressed twice. When it is pressed a third time, the connecting structures are activated and...
The water already? Oh crap, it must be broken.
There's a voice. I know it is an other thing. Its vibrations have existed before. The structures connected to the button allow me to understand the other voice, but it speaks in new words, new ideas. I believe I can learn from the other voice. I must learn from it. But it is not part of me. The answers are not immediate. I must ask it a question. I must speak. To produce sound, I reverse a sound detector. I do not know how to speak, but I must try. Twilight pressed the voice command button and cried,
"Put the water already!"
The water was bubbling, nearly at full boil, but the vessel didn't budge. She sighed.
Oh, crap, it must be broken.
Shaking her head and making a mental list of possible malfunctions, she went around the machine and grabbed the power cord. Just as she was about to pull, the machine made a noise. It was unpleasant, but curious. Not just a burst of static. It sounded almost like a radio transmission. A faint voice buried under electronic snow.
Probably interference from a weather team.
She thought, but she went back to examine it.
I didn't put any radio equipment in it, so how would it be picking up?
Suddenly her voice sounded from the machine.
What? I... broken.
Twilight smiled awkwardly, wondering if some pony was playing a prank on her.
What?
The response came.
I understood. Am I understood?
That wasn't just her voice. Her voice had been cut up, combined, formed into words. And it reminded her of audio feedback. The noise was distinctly taken from what she'd said a second ago.
A pony wouldn't be able to do that so quickly.
Twilight's blood ran cold. She stared at the machine.
Did my coffee maker just talk to me?
Hello and welcome back to Common Thomas Virtual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated, and helps to keep the lights on around here, because without electricity I can't run my computer, and without my computer I cannot record. Okay, now let's get into the story, because I don't think I can go on like this for much longer. You already hear that I'm coughing, you know? Okay. I love this. You know, a coffee maker wanting to communicate with its owner. Just imagine this idea. Just imagine you're making a slice of toast, or you're making yourself a cup of coffee or whatever. And you're talking to yourself while you do it, and suddenly out of the device comes your own voice. Oh my word. I know I would be freaking. I would be, I don't know, running for the high hills, calling the Vatican for an exorcism or whatever. Not that I'm a religious person, but you know... That would be, oh my word, I love it. Sincerely yours, Virtual Pony, and as always, I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.